Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
Well, I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog. No, on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Other ways, better ways to get a juice box. You know, I realized afternoon a little while ago that we need another sort of universally agreed upon way to describe sizes of hail that are far short of golf ball sized hail. I don't know, like what's other than golf ball? What other way to? Because we had hail,
softball.
Okay, that's even bigger.
Volleyball.
I'm going the other way. I need to go from
volleyball
golf
size
ball
hail
down to like.
What's the next smallest ball? You're asking?
Yeah, I guess.
What a great question.
Yeah.
How about that little pelota? Is that what it's called in bocce?
Oh, what is that called?
It's six letters. It's six letters, I think. Polino.
I think that's right.
Pelota? Polino? Paola? What is it?
I think Polino is closest. Polini? Polino? It's something like that.
I think
that,
it's an O. Is that next down from golf? Is that smaller than a golf ball? Ball draft.
I think it's pretty close.
I think it's pretty close. You wanted it to be close.
I need like half size that, because like I don't even know at hail, like sit, like chunks of hail were sitting on my porch this afternoon.
Not round.
No, just but they, you know. Yeah, whatever. You hear golf ball size hail, I think, is when people are being dramatic. Like, oh, it was the size of golf balls. I don't think I've ever actually seen golf ball sized hail. This definitely was not golf ball sized hail. The best I could do looking at it was like, oh, that's like the size of a Skittle. But that doesn't sound very dramatic.
Well,
I had Skittle sized hail.
Worth even talking about.
Yeah, right. So, but
sounds like snow.
But I think it was a little bigger than that. I don't know. There was good sized chunks, but again, not golf ball, and I don't know where to go. Dime sized hail. How's that? Does that work?
There's got to be a ball.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we've got the Olympics coming up.
Right.
There's got to be a ball in one of these sports.
How big is the ball that the people, like the pickleball? How big is the pickleball?
Bigger.
Ball bigger? Yeah. Okay.
And it's kind of squishy.
Yeah,
I didn't
know. Yeah, I only see people participating. I've never actually been up close.
What about a squash ball? I think a squash ball is about, it might even be a little bigger than a golf ball.
Yeah,
it's close. Too yeah. close for you to
yeah, it's
accept.
Not gonna, it's not going to help. Yeah, no. Pinball. Pinball size hail. Everybody knows how big a pinball is, right?
I mean, has the show ever sounded older?
I know.
Than a pinball reference?
But that works. I think
that works.
I had pinball. I'm sorry to waste all of our time hashing this out, but it was on my mind.
And then a marble.
Marble sized hell.
Isn't there a big marble in Jax?
I think
the show has never sounded older than a Jax reference.
Jacks. Marbles.
It sounds like
marbles and jacks and pinballs.
Like, by the way, in a new Olympic sport in 2028, jacks. Not this one, LA.
All right.
They see it as more of an American endeavor.
I'll start training.
Jacks in 28.
Might pass the age limit.
It sounds like the hail on your porch might have been more resemblant of jacks than a ball.
That's right. It was oddly shaped. But that might be because it landed, and the impact caused it to sort of spread a little.
You think these pieces are all round in the air, then they break?
Maybe, yeah.
Really?
I have no idea. I've never seen a piece of hail that hadn't already hit something.
You had hail today?
Yeah. Like hardcore, big. Steve Cishan posted a photo on Facebook holding a handful of it, and he's right in my neighborhood. And, yeah, I mean, I heard it hitting my house, and then I looked out on my porch, and there were, you know, I didn't run to get my phone.
Pinball-sized pieces of hail.
But there were, I think, pinball-sized pieces of hail on my porch. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I happen to be at a new sheet of paper. I'm always in need of new fantasy team name ideas.
Pinball-sized hail.
Pinball-sized hail or marble or jacks.
I really did not. I expected to leave this conversation without
reaching a conclusion, but I feel like I've got closure. Like, I can leave this now.
I
don't ever have to go back. Pinball size hell. That works.
I think you got it.
All right, good. How's everybody doing? How are you doing?
I'm so tired. I was trying to figure out if there's a way for me to do the show from lying on the floor.
Mm.
But that's not going to work.
No, that's tough. That's tough.
Do you... So I drove... My son had another tournament, lacrosse tournament. We drove to Maryland on Saturday and drove home yesterday. And I think I've told you this. I turn on the navigation every time I'm in the car. And I'm at sort of a...
Even if you're just driving around locally.
Yes. Every time I'm in the car. Coming here today. Because maybe there's an accident that I don't know about. And if there's an accident by the exit to the 290, or right, say, at Elmwood, the Elmwood exit on the 290 and two lanes are closed, I'm going to want to go a different way.
Right.
Just in case.
Right.
Why not? It's in the, it's built into the car.
Sure.
So I'm not using any data or anything.
No. It's like you really need the turn by turn, but you could waste, you know, whatever. Sometimes you could be late for work, even if you hit that kind of traffic.
But I do question whether it's worth the trouble. Because sometimes I am trying to type in the address while I'm driving, and I have to sort of hit an accept button to be allowed to to do that.
Generally, I find my vehicles discourage that sort of behavior. Those screens sometimes lock. Like, you, hey.
No, my car tells me I shouldn't do that.
But
then
lets you?
It offers it to me anyway.
Oh.
So they're off the hook.
See, mine just shuts down. Mine's just like, no, dude,
If I drive into a wall... It's on me at that point. I can't sue the car company, I'm pretty sure, because
they
said...
They warned you.
Yeah, they said you shouldn't, but... Yeah. But still, like, there are times when I think I've got a route entered, and then I don't, because I must have mistakenly touched, you know, the screen somewhere else and changed it. And there are easy places where I would never need navigation that I still end up sort of questioning, why do you want me to go left here? Like, I don't think it's... I'm not saying I think it's wrong, because I am not like that about this kind of technology. I assume it's right. I assume it's right. Saturday, we stayed at my cousin's house, and she's telling me how to get... where to go the 5 minutes from the fields to the restaurant, and then from the restaurant to her house. And both times, she took a left out of the parking lot, and my car wanted me to go right. Which I mentioned to her. She's like, well, that could be right, you know, maybe this or that.
Yep.
It's probably a minute difference. Going home 2 miles away to my house from the North Grand Island Bridge, the car wants me to go a way I would never go. Like, it's 3 minutes from home, and it wants me to go. So I'm kind of at war with it.
Yeah.
But... You know, this was a 7-hour drive each way, and I'm not paying super close attention to the route because I have this. So I'm not like, okay, well, I've got to make sure I, you know, it's not written out. It's not committed to memory.
Right.
It's just on the screen.
Right.
And at one point, this happens like usually when I'm taking a long drive. At one, I'm on 15 before Williamsport.
Okay.
So between Harrisburg and Williamsport.
I know it well.
By the way, this is a really beautiful drive.
Mm-hmm.
That section toward Harrisburg going south is great. It's wide open. You're on the Susquehanna.
Along the river. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And up from Williamsport to like 86 is gorgeous now. That highway is all finished. Mm-hmm. It's mountains, and we had a sunset, and it's just, you can go 80. I mean, it's just beautiful.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm on 15... somewhere in there, and it sort of suddenly tells me to get off on this little road, which, why am I doing this? But I do it. I always will do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, pretty much always, because I assume there's got to be some reason.
Right. There's something baked in here. Maybe there's an accident, and they just haven't given you the graphic yet, but they're just trying to help you avoid something.
Yeah, I don't know that I'll get a graphic. That's usually what I end up, I'm getting to that. Like, that's usually what I end up thinking, is there must have been an accident. I don't have the volume on.
Oh.
Maybe the volume would say, because I'm listening to something else.
Right.
Maybe the woman would say, there's an accident, so you should.
That doesn't just interrupt whatever else you're playing?
No.
Wow.
I have that muted.
Oh, I see. Because
I don't want it. I don't want that.
Okay.
My phone is already interrupting the podcasts or the book I'm listening to every time somebody makes a draft pick. Or in the group, this is even better, in the group chat, they're complaining about how somebody else hasn't made their draft pick, and I just go insane, and every time that happens, there's a beep, and then my book stops, and it goes back like five words.
Oh, boy.
I get off on this little whatever it was on 15.
A lot of old guy complaining going on here.
I know. And from coming from privilege, right? Oh, your car has a map that tells you where to go. It's so terrible. And you're listening to books.
What a burden.
Sounds awful. I take this little right, and it's just like right up the mountain. No houses, no lines on the road.
Right.
Gravel.
Yeah.
And, you know, okay, in 1 mile, you're going to turn from line road to county line road. Okay, then I'm going to do that. I'm not turning around, so I'm going up. It's just like up, and then there's the left, and then it's this winding turn. I mean, it's good luck to me if anybody's coming from the other direction, downhill.
Right.
And eventually, like 5 minutes later, I'm back on 15 to 147, I think it is.
And you're not real sure what 80. This little diversion was necessary for, no. But you did it. And, you know, okay.
No, but I want to know, like, whether or not this is all worth it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, maybe your parents, maybe mine, maybe everybody's, can't wait to talk directions with you.
Oh, yeah.
If you went anywhere, my in-laws live in Kenmore. They'll want to know how I got there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like you get to a certain age. I think this is the only thing that matters in life is or the weather.
Right. Whether someone went the quote unquote right way.
And they know you will never, ever in a million years talk politics with them because then you're just going to leave.
So all you, so it all becomes you really traffic have is patterns. Traffic, right.
All you really have with your parents anymore is roads.
Well, so I'm glad this little mountain bypass thing didn't lead you. Remember, I think I told you this story on the air last year on Vancouver Island. There was the only road. There was construction, so there were huge backups. So unbeknownst to my wife and I, our phones started telling us to go this other way. So we started going this other way, and a few miles into it, got signs on the side, like homemade signs, not official government signs, but signs made by people who live up this road saying, like, if your GPS told you to come here, turn around. This is not a through. Like, we have guns. Like, there's like all kinds
we
of
warnings.
It like, escalated the further you went. Like, all right, I'm out. I am turning the rental car around, and we're just going to go back and see what the hell's going to. And it turned out we sat in traffic for 2 hours. But there was no other way through, but the GPS wanted to find one, and we were scared to use it.
Yeah, I bet.
As it turned out, yeah.
I don't know. It's just, you know, a modern convenience that might not be the only one where you wonder if it really helps you that much.
Right.
Because it might make you crazy. If I had sat in traffic for 10 minutes because there was a disabled vehicle on Route 15, okay. I kind of grew up doing that.
You would have lived through
most of my life.
And not had the
had to do that.
Anxiety, if there was any, about whether you were doing the right thing by following the map on this narrow country road.
I would have traded a 10-minute delay
for that
little
jump. Sure, me too.
Jump.
I think 10 out of 10 I would do that. 10 times out of 10.
So now I have to find a setting. What is the delay you would take for us to not give you a better option? 10 minutes, maybe 20. I don't know. Maybe I would take 20 minutes. Anyway, so Bills camp next week, Wednesday. And I think about talking about them this way a lot. You know, what is it? Like it's what it will mean this year to have Stephon Diggs gone and Hyde and if Hyde and Poyer and so on. That's been a big topic. The receivers, of course. Maybe that's number one. Well, it's also Diggs, but it's like, who gets the ball? Allen running. You know, these things that are the things we talk about most of the time for most of the offseason are like those things. You know, Sean McDermott, just your current feelings about him. These are the topics. And when we get into like middle to the end of next week, we'll still talk about those things, but it won't be in the same way. It won't be in the same framework, which is, you know, kind of, if you will, getting through the offseason, right? I mean, we had the draft and the schedule even, stuff like that. But there are certain topics that you or I or anybody else would think of that are the most interesting to them or that we think are the most interesting to most fans, and you sort of lean into them. And I wonder, with a little more than a week to go. Once camp starts, a lot of that more sort of broad, those discussions can be replaced. They get replaced by the day-to-day.
Right. Who looks good?
Who got hurt?
Are we allowed to talk about who's playing with who? I don't know. I don't know that. But people watching can't. Anyway.
But you and I can.
Right.
Just pretending to know.
Right.
We don't have to be right.
It's a little convoluted. But yeah.
I see that Oliver's playing safety.
Yeah, it's funny. It does. I feel like, I don't know. I don't know if this point needs to be made, but it is still the off season. But it's, you know, we crave the season so much. I don't say that just professionally as like, you know, content creators here doing a 4-hour show every day. I think the fan base in general craves the season so much that even though training camp is just practice, it feels like it's a threshold that gets crossed. Like, it's here.
Definitely.
It's not the off season anymore, even though the season still doesn't start for another month and a half. But that's just how we do it.
Well, we'll look forward to the preseason. And I've been saying I'm more interested in that than maybe ever because of the receiver stuff.
And the kickoff stuff.
And the kickoff rules.
Yeah.
And that's August 10th. So what is that? 3 weeks from Saturday, right? Saturday is the 20th.
Sure.
August 10th is 3 weeks. Three weeks from Saturday, there's a game. And it really does get what happened today. Sal will write at length on who made a good catch and just talking to players, quotes, day-to-day content from the Bills. And I just want to know a couple things that might be interesting to you. One, is there anything that we still have to figure out that we could figure out before this all starts? Like, is there any stone that hasn't been turned over? And also, I kind of like this too. Like, what is something that maybe we will be talking about later that we just have not even talked about at all? Right? Like, just whether that's a certain Von Miller maybe is one of these for me, because I have almost completely written off Von Miller. Like, I think if they get anything out of him, that's good. And I choose not to forget about what happened with him last year because I don't like just dismissing that stuff.
Right.
You know, so that's in my head too. But really, I just think probably with his age and his injuries, I'm not getting an impact player. But I could be wrong. But I bring that up because, like, he is somebody that it's both points. Not expecting. I think the odds are against him being impact, and the bad taste in my mouth that I just don't even think about him.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So he could be somebody where, like, you know, somebody who listens to us all the time goes, really never talking about what's going to happen with him.
I spent some time, Aaron Quinn from Cover One was one of our guests on Friday, and he's you know, big on the second year after the surgery type thing, like the recovery, and, you know, even at his age, maybe, you know, he can bounce back. And my thought is, you want to find a way to think about Von Miller, just look at their depth chart. At defensive end, that'll get you to thinking about Von Miller and whether or not he's going to have any kind of impact, because there's not the Dwayne Smoot is there. There's a 6th-round draft pick there, and there's Epinesa and Rousseau. Like, they kind of need Von Miller to have some kind of impact. I think if they want to keep the rotation that they've liked to have at all the defensive line positions, edge and tackle. There's not a lot there behind. There's no Leonard Floyd, I mean, this year. So unless you think Dwayne Smoot is that, which, you know, maybe, you know, he's also someone who was pretty good but derailed by injury and trying to sort of reclaim now 2 years removed from a serious injury. Maybe that happens, maybe not. But there's not a lot beyond Rousseau and Epinesa on this roster right now.
I think Bass is another one. I would say one time was at mini camp where he missed some kicks one day, or he made a 70 yarder or something. There was maybe the same day.
I think it was different days, but he made a big long one. And then he had a day where he had a rough day.
And I was just sort of like, you know, maybe that's something that fans are thinking about a lot is the end of the season. And, you know, he had a couple, I think he missed two against Pittsburgh. Include maybe an extra point or two field goals in the previous playoff game.
Okay.
So a rough finish to the season. Mm-hmm. And so, like, maybe that is somebody's answer to this.
You know,
like, We're not. You're talking because somebody like we talk about the wide receiver stuff so much, and you know, Kincaid specifically, maybe like last year this was true with Kincaid. Mm-hmm. That you know, I think maybe a fan who is paying really close attention to the Bills and
just
us
wondering about the like, rest of the roster
well,
guys.
What about
right
McGovern?
Right, yeah, I good. I'm glad you mentioned him. I mean, we haven't seen him play center yet, so I don't want to come off like I'm already eager to replace him because I have no idea if he'll be, you know, just, I don't know, on a par with what they had for Morse or be, you know, if it's going to be worse or going to be better. But I'm really curious about the fifth-round rookie, Cedric Van Pan Granger, and whether there's a pathway there. Like, is that someone early in camp? Like, I'll be watching for, oh, he got some time with the ones. Again, if guys that are watching or girls that are watching practice are allowed to report that even, I got to refamiliarize with the rules what you can do there. But whether or not, because right now they've got a new left guard in Edwards who was on the team last year and played some as like a sixth offensive lineman type role, and McGovern was your left guard with Morse there. So I'm wondering if there's you know, a mid-camp sort of, hey, you know what? The kid can do it. Let's just go, you know, and we'll use Edwards the way we used him last year, and he's valuable depth and whatever, and slide McGovern back over. Like, I don't know if that's wildly optimistic for the kid from Georgia, the center, or not.
I think it is.
But I think, to me, I wouldn't. I'm just watching for that. I love his career, longtime starter in the SEC. I just feel like that's probably a player. So we'll see. But yeah, I mean, I'm not penciling him in, but to me, that's something to watch.
You love your fifth round picks.
I love my fifth round picks.
Shakir and Van Pran Granger.
Yep.
I don't have the kind of time to say Van Pran Granger all day. That's definitely not my pick. I don't have a, you know, I guess it's 4 hours is 4 hours, but I really don't.
I've got you covered there. Don't worry about it. I love saying Cedric Van Pan Granger.
Van Pran Granger.
Van Pran is an R in the, okay, Van Pran Granger. Okay, sorry about that. I gotta study my depth chart a little better.
Much rather say McGovern. Much rather say Will Clapp. You know, I'd much rather say Keaton Bills. That's who I want to talk about is Keaton Bills. We really have not spent nearly enough time on the fact that there is a guy named Bills on the Bills. That should be, I mean, there's like a election coverage today. Why is this not on instead? 803-0550, Bills topics that maybe we should think of before camp starts and it's then the drumbeat to the season. 803-0550, again, the number. Matt Waldman, one of the best. Coming up today on maybe not. I'm already sort of flustered by Cedric Van Pran Granger, but maybe yes. We'll see. Kincaid Coleman, the headliners there, and maybe we'll hear from you, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
I mean, how many times are you going to win the division and then you run into the Kansas City Chiefs, you run into the Cincinnati Bengals, and yes, those are very tough opponents. You give them the respect for that. But Josh Allen puts up numbers every single year. Yep. The turnovers were an issue. All of a sudden, then, come the coordinator change from Ken Dorsey to Joe Brady last year, he started fixing that part of his game. Yet still, this is a team that has felt like it can't get over that proverbial hump in the AFC. They can always win the AFC crown, but can they actually win the whole thing? I think their window's closing, so it's a good answer for the fact that if that thing's not going to be shut in a year or two, this might be about the only time when two other teams in your division are clipping at your heels.
Okay. Courtney Cronin, ESPN. I don't know what any of that's worth. Yes, they've lost in previous years. Yes, they've won divisions. Yes, time goes by. Yes, eventually you have to win. Yes. I'm not someone who thinks that just because you haven't won the last four times that you can't win the fifth. I don't think, I'm predicting they won't be quite as good this year. I think there's that to say, but just sort of, you know, yeah, you got to do it. Okay, yeah. I mean, they turned the ball over after Dorsey too, by the way. I mean, they turned the ball over, I'm looking at it, right? I didn't just have this memorized, but four times against Denver, and that was his last game. But then they turned the ball over in every remaining regular season game but one. I don't know if all of them were, you know, not Josh Allen plays.
Right, arm punts.
What they did that would correlate with fewer Allen turnovers is run the ball more, including him. I mean, he fumbles too, but they changed the style of their offense, and that would mean, you know, fewer picks at least. But they had three turnovers against the Chargers, three more against the Dolphins in their Week 18 win. This year opens with what some are calling a soft launch.
Mm.
Arizona.
The hated Arizona Cardinals.
It's a soft launch.
Stupid Arizona Cardinals.
You think?
Tiny little quarterback who wishes he were playing baseball. I'm just getting loose.
Yeah. You're nowhere on Jonathan Gannon, I think. But
stretching.
Murray is right there. That's just a sitter.
I'm going to memorize that speech from last year that Gannon gave. That's what I'll do.
What was that about? No one knows.
Yeah, right. That's why it was kind of confounding. It was just. I don't know. It was an odd message. Or odd delivery, maybe. The message maybe was fine, but
it about like
taking the bus or something?
Yeah.
Right? That was part of it.
Something about the bus.
Get on the bus. I don't know. I'm warming up. I was ready with the little Murray shot, but I got to pace myself.
I think we should try to get soft launch up in their locker room.
Next to the picture of the Super Bowl trophy.
WGR calls Arizona a soft launch for Bills in week one.
Right. Soft launch.
Well, how many games are on the schedule where the Bills would be a bigger favorite? Maybe two or three? They're a 7-point favorite when I looked last, which was maybe a month ago, against Arizona. Tennessee could be more. There are lines for all these games, so you could just look this up.
Mm-hmm.
New England toward the end could be more.
Yeah, but that's it.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Are there not going to be... Jacksonville's more like 4.5.
Yeah.
As the season gets going, these numbers will change wildly, you know, depending on how teams are doing. But Arizona at home is about... It's one of the softer launches.
I think so. I think that's right.
The fabulous Bet Online sent prop bets out today in an email for many of the league's top running backs. And you gotta help me on Cook. Like, I don't know.
What do you need?
I just have never liked this player very much. It's not a like thing. It's sort of bought into him.
But believe in it. Yeah, do you believe in it?
But you'd have to say he had a good season.
I would say he had a very good season.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, he was like fifth or sixth in the entire league in total yards, I think.
Fourth in rushing.
That's a very good season, I think. I mean, that's production. Yeah, you know, there were flaws. You know, there's a couple of very, hurtful drops, right? One in the Philly game, and there's another one somewhere else. Like, easy, like, walk-in touchdown drops. I'm talking about not just, you know. We know he fumbled on the first play of the Denver game and then got benched.
There was one in New England for a touchdown. There was one in Miami in Week 18 for a touchdown. And there's Philadelphia, you said?
Yeah, I think there's an Eagle one, yeah. I think they might have scored on the drive anyway or something, maybe, in the Eagle one I'm thinking of. So it didn't sting maybe as much. I'd have to go back and look at the play-by-play, and I'm not prepared to do that right now during this live segment on
the
radio.
But should that matter?
Right. No, it still is the optics are you dropped a touchdown. Whether you got the points or not, you know, you whiffed. So you're gonna want to see, like, if they're gonna feature him, which is, I mean, they certainly did last year, and like you're saying, as the year went on, even once Brady took over, there was more of an emphasis on running the ball. So if that is where they plan on focusing, you know, some of their attention or a lot of their attention, you're going to want him to clean that up. You know, I mean, if you're going to be a borderline workhorse or flat out a workhorse, then, you know, I'm going to need you to be pretty sure-handed.
Is it interesting to you that there's no one else here? You did this with defensive end a minute ago.
Right.
With receivers, they have everybody. They signed everybody, which I don't blame them for because they don't have a clear number one guy. So try on Chase Claypool, for example. I don't blame the Bills for that. Running back, they are Cook and Ty Johnson, back from last season, and then fourth-round pick Ray Davis.
And Darrington Evans. Don't forget him. He's still there.
Okay, I did.
There's a fourth guy there.
I did. That's one thing we haven't talked much about.
Right.
The presence of Darrington Evans.
No, like, would I, last year there was Latavius Murray and then and Damian Harris, both, you know, different degrees of veteran guys, but, you know, experience. And they don't have that. I mean, Ty Johnson has been around. Evans has been around, but neither of them have done much. I mean, Johnson's, I think most production he had was here with the Bills down the stretch. But that said, I don't know. I don't need name recognition there. I think they've got bodies. I did not. I wasn't surprised they drafted a player at the position when they did, and they did it at the right time, I'd say, in the draft on Saturday. I'm all right with what they've got at running back.
Frank Gore Jr. as well, undrafted. Johnson, I was too quick to, oh yeah. I mean, he's had kind of the same per game or per attempt sort of numbers with the Jets and even with the Lions going back 5 years. But, you know, he was a little bit of a contributor. Just that after Cook, who do they have that's really done
There's
anything?
Nothing established. No, they don't have anyone.
Evans has a tiny little bit of experience too and was here, but I can't imagine either of those guys plays a big role. And I forget Frank Gore Jr. because he's an undrafted free agent, and maybe I shouldn't forget him. That has happened in the league. James Robinson with Jacksonville was somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Pacheco was the seventh round, I think. Like, it's wrong to just dismiss them. Maybe a guy like that will get a real look. But and Davis, I think, like, talking to Sal more than a month ago, like, doesn't David, what's your prediction for Ray Davis? And, you know, I brought up just like making the roster, and he rightly said, I think he has to make the roster.
Right.
Like, he's.
There's a fourth round pick running back. He has
to make the
team. He's 24 years old already, too. He's an older draft pick.
I'm a little bit interested that there isn't another big guy like they did last year with Murray.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit surprised, I should say,
okay,
that there isn't somebody like that. I mean, running backs, there was a thirst for running backs this year in free agency. It was almost shocking how the big names got big money. I didn't expect the Bills to dabble in that. One story of the offseason was that they didn't have money to, you know, use liberally like that. But there's, you know, can't you get some guy, maybe you still could, sitting around in free agency to come in on a tryout or just, you know, even sign him to the roster. I'm a little surprised that didn't happen. But Cook, I am somebody that's sort of maybe never given him any credit. Like, I think
I think that's decent self-analysis. That's how it sounds,
I started this by, like, help me on this guy, because I just have never gotten there with Cook. Like, the bottom line for me on him has always been not big enough to play the every down role, not fast enough to, you know,
run away from
suffice
people.
You know, sort of the sub back, as Bean called him when they drafted him, and kind of a part time. And he's come in, I would say, in between those things.
Mm-hmm.
He's shown some burst, not the most you've ever seen, but he's shown some burst, and he does play on first and second down, right? So he's not somebody, as at least last year, where he just came in on passing plays. I mean, far from it. He was kind of the opposite of that, closer to the opposite of that. They put his rushing total, Bet Online, at 950.5 yards. Now, last year he had 1,100, which was fourth in the league, I believe. But this number is almost Bijan Robinson or Breece Hall. Bijan Robinson is 1,000.5. You don't have to take these numbers super seriously. I'm not sure that I really want to, but they exist.
Mm-hmm.
And in theory, at least, you can bet on these things.
And what process does a gambling outlet have to establish those lines? They're looking at last year and what the roster looks like.
Right.
Right. So last year, he's fourth in the league in rushing at 1,100 yards. They didn't bring in, you know, your name here, anybody, even a Latavius Murray. They did not do that. They drafted a guy. I think Davis will be second you know, in. Like, he'll be, I expect, the guy that comes in. I think by being a fourth-round draft pick, already he outranks Evans and Johnson. So, and he's a little bit, like, he's not big, but he runs big, right? That's the story. I mean, he's Davis. Tough inside, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, there's your, he's a little bit like Damian Harris last year, who we sort of described the same way. Like, he's physical, even though he's not 6'3", 220. And that's, I think, how Davis reads to me. So, goal line.
Davis is a, this is not the size of Hale, but the so-called bowling ball type.
Right, right. Knives.
Not to confuse.
Work knives in there. And it's just rolling and bowling ball with knives. So I think that's, his role is that, I think. And I don't think that has to cut into Cook any more than Murray, Harris, and or Ty Johnson really did last year.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, Matt Waldman coming up in 20 minutes. We welcome your comments at 803-0550. This is WGR. Thank you to the listener who sent us an article about Hale. So it does go through the I think, official sizes. I think these are official. It's a graphic. It's a USA Today article. The source is the NOAA, as you like to call NOAA.
Mm-hmm.
Also maybe known as the National Severe Storms Laboratory. The word national lends me to think this is probably the
authority.
These are the descriptions that are used.
I really hope that this lines up with what Patrick Hammer, meteorologist from Channel 2, sent me. He said coin sizes. Are these coin sizes?
They're included in this, yes. Yeah. I would not want to embarrass him, so hopefully maybe you should say what he said. You just did.
It's quarter, nickel, dime, below golf ball, quarter, nickel, dime is what he says.
This graphic says quarter, dime, marble, P.
All right. Marble. That's classic.
Marble. I had marble.
You had marble, I know, to your credit. I want to get pinball in there now. If marble's in there, then I want pinball in there.
Pinball is closer to the golf ball than the marble.
Yes, that's right.
Like maybe the quarter is the closest one to the pinball.
Yes, golf. I would agree. A quarter, yes, I think that's right.
Quarter inch pea size, half inch marble, 3/4 inch dime, 0.75. Which do you prefer? Full inch quarter.
So I probably don't need the pinball if pinball is about it's quarter. It's already been taken care of.
No room for the pinball. 1.5 inches golf ball. 2 inches egg. Egg-sized hail. Double the size of the quarter.
What kind of apocalyptic nightmare would we be living in if there were egg-sized chunks of ice falling out of the sky on us?
Well, I don't know. Maybe Nebraska.
That sounds really terrifying.
It gets bigger. 3 inches teacup. That's what we're going with for 3-inch hail. Teacup.
What's next? Mini Cooper? What do we got? Mini Cooper-sized hail?
I mean, we're not done.
Yeah.
4 inches grapefruit. You've heard that. Grapefruit-sized hail. You've heard that. I've heard that.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Yeah.
You mentioned softball earlier. That's about the same, right? Grapefruit and softball?
Very close.
Yeah.
I think. You know, fruit varies.
I bought
clementines that were almost like oranges. You want clementines to be kind of little.
Yeah, right.
But these were bigger.
I buy a lot of clementines. They're reliable. They're easy to peel and they're sweet.
Okay, 4 inches grapefruit. You're so right. Do you put them in tinfoil?
Nothing annoys me more than an orange that I'm killing myself to try. I'm the juice running down my. Yeah. This is not worth it. This is an orange. What am I? I'm in here. I gotta take a bath afterward. Get the hell out of here.
And you need the flavor to come through there.
Yeah,
the pop.
It's not worth it.
I ate one driving on that trip Saturday, and I'm trying to navigate through the hills of Pennsylvania and picking at the orange to get it open. 4 inches grapefruit, 4.5 inches softball.
Oh, okay.
So the softball apparently is bigger.
A little bit bigger than the standard grapefruit.
And biggest of all, 8 inches.
Oh, my God.
And this is known as not a fruit or a piece of sporting equipment. Vivian, South Dakota, 2010.
That's it.
Largest hailstone recorded in the United States.
Eight inches
in South Dakota in 2010. We don't have a ball for that.
No. No.
What about the handball coming up? Olympics reference here. Olympics quota filled. What about the handball?
That's about the size of a volleyball, is it not?
I think it's a little smaller.
A little smaller?
Because everybody can palm it.
Yeah, yeah. Right, right.
Everybody can't palm a volleyball.
Can't? I always could. When I could jump high enough to dunk, I could not palm a basketball, so I could never dunk a basketball. I would need to use two hands, and I couldn't get high enough jumping, you know, with two hands. But I could palm a volleyball, so I could dunk a volleyball. So I would grab a volleyball and like jam.
No respect for tennis.
Yeah,
they got to go with egg instead of tennis.
Right. When will it stop?
When will tennis finally get some respect? I didn't watch any of the weekend Wimbledon. I was driving, but maybe it was good. Alcaraz in straights yesterday over Djokovic.
Didn't see it. I watched golf and soccer yesterday. It was really all I did.
I listened to Spain, England. Fox Radio simulcast the TV broadcasts of the big matches and the Euros and the Copa America, and I was riveted. I love that. Ian Dark or John Strong, who I think is excellent, doing Copa America.
Right.
It was great to listen. You know, you got a 7-hour drive.
Right.
I got 2 hours and a half even for,
for
that. Yeah. Nice to be able to listen to the whole thing.
Go to extra time.
Go ahead.
Go to penalty kicks. I'm here for it.
They almost did.
Right. Yeah.
But not quite.
Yep.
Yesterday. Matt Waldman coming up. What to expect from Dalton Kincaid in year two? Keon Coleman in year one, the Bills offense, and more. That'll be next. Matt Waldman, the rookie scouting portfolio, football guys as well. Stay tuned. He's a great interview. That's next here on WGR. There isn't another big guy like they did last year with Murray.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit surprised, I should say,
okay,
that there isn't somebody like that. I mean, running backs, there was a thirst for running backs this year in free agency. It was almost shocking how the big names got big money. I didn't expect the Bills to dabble in that. One story of the offseason was that they didn't have money to, you know, use liberally like that. But there's, you know, can't you get some guy, maybe you still could, sitting around in free agency to come in on a tryout or just, you know, even sign him to the roster. I'm a little surprised that didn't happen. But Cook, I am somebody that's sort of maybe never given him any credit. Like, I think
I think that's decent self-analysis. That's how it sounds, I think.
I started this by, like, help me on this guy, because I just have never gotten there with Cook. Like, the bottom line for me on him has always been not big enough to play the every-down role, not fast enough to, you know,
run away from
suffice
people.
as sort of the sub back, as Bean called him when they drafted him, at kind of a part time. And he's come in, I would say, in between those things.
Mm-hmm.
He's shown some burst, not the most you've ever seen, but he's shown some burst, and he does play on first and second down, right? So he's not somebody, as at least last year, where he just came in on passing plays. I mean, far from it. He was kind of the opposite of that, closer to the opposite of that. They put his rushing total, Bet Online, at 950.5 yards. Now, last year he had 1,100, which was fourth in the league, I believe. But this number is almost Bijan Robinson or Breece Hall. Bijan Robinson is 1,000.5. You don't have to take these numbers super seriously. I'm not sure that I really want to, but they exist.
Mm-hmm.
And in theory, at least, you can bet on these things.
And what process does a gambling outlet have to establish those lines? They're looking at last year and what the roster looks like.
Right.
Right. So last year, he's fourth in the league in rushing at 1,100 yards. They didn't bring in, you know, your name here, anybody, even a Latavius Murray. They did not do that. They drafted a guy. I think Davis will be second, you know, in. Like, he'll be, I expect, the guy that comes in. I think by being a fourth-round draft pick, already he outranks Evans and Johnson. So, and he's a little bit, like, he's not big, but he runs big, right? That's the story. I mean, he's
Davis.
Tough inside, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's a little bit like Damian Harris last year, who we sort of described the same way. Like, he's physical, even though he's not 6'3", 220. And that's, I think, how Davis reads to me. So, goal line,
Davis is a this is not the size of Hale, but the so-called bowling ball type.
Right, right. Knives.
Not to confuse.
Work knives in there. And see, rolling and bowling ball with knives. So I think that's his role is that, I think. And I don't think that has to cut into Cook any more than Murray, Harris, and or Ty Johnson really did last year.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, Matt Waldman coming up in 20 minutes. We welcome your comments at 803-0550. This is WGR. Thank you to the listener who sent us an article about Hale. So it does go through the I think, official sizes. I think these are official. It's a graphic. It's a USA Today article. The source is the NOAA, as you like to call NOAA.
Mm-hmm.
Also maybe known as the National Severe Storms Laboratory. The word national lends me to think this is probably the...
The authority.
These are the descriptions that are used.
I really hope that this lines up with what Patrick Hammer, meteorologist from Channel 2, sent me. He said coin sizes. Are these coin sizes?
They're included in this, yes. Yeah. I would not want to embarrass him, so hopefully maybe you should say what he said. You just did.
Quarter, nickel, dime, below golf ball, quarter, nickel, dime is what he says.
This graphic says quarter, dime, marble, P.
All right. Marble. That's
marble. I had marble.
You had marble. I know. To your credit, I want to get pinball in there now. If marble's in there, then I want pinball in there.
Pinball is closer to the golf ball than the marble.
Yes, that's right.
Like maybe the quarter is the closest one to the pinball.
Yes. Or golf. I would agree. A quarter. Yes, I think that's right.
Quarter inch pea size, half inch marble, 3/4 inch dime, 0.75. Which do you prefer? Full inch quarter.
So I probably don't need the pinball if pinball is pinball. About quarter. It's already been taken care of.
No room for the pinball. 1.5 inches golf ball. 2 inches egg. Egg-sized hail. Double the size of the quarter.
What kind of apocalyptic nightmare would we be living in if there were egg-sized chunks of ice falling out of the sky on us?
Well, I don't know. Maybe Nebraska.
That sounds really terrifying.
It gets bigger. 3 inches teacup. That's what we're going with for 3-inch hail. Teacup.
What's next? Mini Cooper? What do we got? Mini Cooper-sized hail?
I mean, we're not done.
Yeah.
4 inches grapefruit. You've heard that. Grapefruit-sized hail. You've heard that. I've heard that.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Yeah.
You mentioned softball earlier. That's about the same, right? Grapefruit and softball?
Very close.
Yeah.
I think. You know, fruit varies.
But
I bought clementines that were almost like oranges. You want clementines to be kind of little.
Yeah, right.
But these were bigger.
I buy a lot of clementines. They're reliable. They're easy to peel and they're sweet.
Okay, 4 inches grapefruit. You're so right. Do you put them in tinfoil?
Nothing annoys me more than an orange that I'm killing myself to try. I'm the juice running down This is not worth it. This is an orange. What am I? I'm in here. I gotta take a bath afterward. Get the hell out of here.
And you need the flavor to come through there.
Yeah,
the pop.
It's not worth it.
I ate one driving on that trip Saturday, and I'm trying to navigate through the hills of Pennsylvania and picking at the orange to get it open. 4 inches grapefruit, 4.5 inches softball.
Oh, okay.
So the softball apparently is bigger.
A little bit bigger than the standard grapefruit.
And biggest of all, 8 inches.
Oh, my God.
And this is known as not a fruit or a piece of sporting equipment, Vivian, South Dakota, 2010.
That's it.
Largest hailstone recorded in the United States.
Eight inches
in South Dakota in 2010. We don't have a ball for that.
No. No.
What about the handball coming up? Olympics reference here. Olympics quota filled. What about the handball?
That's about the size of a volleyball, is it not?
I think it's a little smaller.
A little smaller?
Because everybody can palm it.
Yeah, yeah. Right, right.
Everybody can't palm a volleyball.
Can't? I always could. When I could jump high enough to dunk, I could not palm a basketball, so I could never dunk a basketball. I would need to use two hands, and I couldn't get high enough jumping, you know, with two hands. But I could palm a volleyball, so I could dunk a volleyball. So I would grab a volleyball and like jam.
No respect for tennis.
Yeah,
they got to go with egg instead of tennis.
Right. When will it stop?
When will tennis finally get some respect? I didn't watch any of the weekend Wimbledon. I was driving, but maybe it was good. Alcaraz in straights yesterday over Djokovic.
Didn't see it. I watched golf and soccer yesterday. That's really all I did.
I listened to Spain, England. Fox Radio simulcast the TV broadcasts of the big matches mm-hmm. and the Euros and the Copa America, and I was riveted. I love that. Ian Dark or John Strong, who I think is excellent, doing Copa America.
Right.
It was great to listen. You know, you got a 7-hour drive.
Right.
I got 2 hours and a half even for,
mm-hmm. sure.
For that. Yeah. Nice to be able to listen to the whole thing.
Go to extra time.
Go ahead.
I'm totally go to penalty kicks. I'm here for it.
They almost did.
Right. Yeah.
But not quite.
Yep.
Yesterday. Matt Waldman coming up. What to expect from Dalton Kincaid in year two? Keon Coleman in year one, the Bills offense. And more. That'll be next. Matt Waldman, the rookie scouting portfolio, football guys as well. Stay tuned. He's a great interview. That's next here on WGR.